Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome to another e-course. Today's topic is on memorizing jazz tunes. And I'm very excited about this presentation because this is a big topic and a lot of students struggle with memorizing tunes. And there is one Jamie Abersold, there's a whole volume in the Jamie Abersold, I believe it's Jerry Coker, and it's How to Memorize Tunes. But it's and it's a lot, and it's wonderful, but it can be very, it's very deep, and there's a lot of stuff in there, and it can be a turnoff to students who are just looking for a simple formula, you know. But if you enjoy this presentation and you want to dig deeper into it, you could certainly look for that. And this content, I'm sure, overlaps with it probably a bit. I mean, I'm not using that as a source right now, and I haven't looked at it in years, but I would suspect that what I'm going to say probably is at least mentioned in that volume. But this is my own unique way of memorizing tunes. Before I get into it, let me just say, you know, picture, you know, two jazz musicians walk into a room, and one, you know, sits down at the piano and doesn't have any sheet music and looks up and smiles and says, you know, what would you like to play? And the other one, which is you, listening to this, who hasn't memorized any tunes, you know, let's just say in our little example, I'm not saying you haven't, I'm just saying imagine what it's like. You have books all over the place, and you know, you're trying to set up your music stand and et cetera, et cetera. And you're like, well, I don't know what I want to play. Let me look at my lists, you know. So right away, neither of you have played a note. But which one of you do you think is automatically more confident, you know? The one who's memorized the tunes obviously is. Which one, and then even imagine when you start to play music together, which one of you has the ability to sink into the tune deeper and experiment with things or play more expressively or, you know, invent new on-the-spot harmonic or reharmonizations, let's say, or try different rhythmic things, you know, whatever, or call the tune with a different feel than it's normally played, a different tempo, a different groove, a different time signature, whatever, you know. Which one musician is more likely to be creative with the material? Obviously, this all goes to the one who's memorized the tunes. Now, this is not to say you should memorize lots of tunes. For your purposes right now, listening to this, if memorizing tunes is something you're working on, your goal should not be to memorize, I repeat this for effect, to memorize lots of tunes. It should be to only memorize one. And I'm pausing for effect here. If you only memorize one tune at a time, you know, it doesn't even matter how long it takes. Take a whole bloody year to memorize a tune. It doesn't matter. You know, just memorize one. Pick a tune. It doesn't have to be a complicated tune. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be just, you know, Take the A Train or How High the Moon or, you know, tunes with relatively simple and predictable harmonic movement. For the purposes of today, I've chosen a song called My Foolish Heart. And I've chosen that for several reasons. First of all, I always struggled to memorize this tune years ago until I discovered this method, or not discovered, but read about and thought about and reflected on this method that I now have. By the way, another source is, now that I think of it, his name is Michael Longo, a great jazz educator, New York City pianist, and I don't remember which book it's in, but it might be in the one called Developing a Creative Musicianship, Theory and Musicianship for the Creative Jazz Musician. That's probably out of print by now, but I have a copy of it if you want to borrow it. So in some point he mentions he mentions the food for thought that became the technique that I use for memorizing tunes, okay? So I hope this gets you excited. Just after this is all done, just pick one tune and do the process that I lay out and memorize it. It doesn't matter if it takes you a month, 2 months, a year, hopefully not 5 years, you know. And then and only then should you be going on to tune number two. And when you've memorized tune number one, play it on every gig. Show up on the bandstand, no sheet music. You can have your books for, you know, songs that come later if you've only memorized one or two and you know you're going to play more than one or two. But for the first tune, you know, if you're sitting in somewhere or whatever, or if you go to someone's house to jam or whatever, you know, just smile and call that tune, you know. And now you get to be the one who doesn't have to look for sheet music, all right? It's going to be great, I'm telling you. So, here we go.